a little sun story. Okay, Rishi. Kyogen was a scholar of great learning, and for some time this stood in the way of his enlightenment. One day, Isan, his master, asked Kyogen, "When you were with our master Hayakuju, you were clever enough to give 10 answers to a single question and hundreds of answers to 10 questions. Tell me this. What is your real self? The self that existed before you came out of your mother's womb, before you knew East from West." At this question, Kyogen was stupefied and did not know what to say. He racked his brain and offered all sorts of answers, but Isan brushed them aside. At last he said, "I beg you, please explain this to me." Isan replied, "What I say belongs to my own understanding. How can that benefit you? Kyogen went through all his books and the notes he had made on all the authorities of every school, every master, but he could not find words to use as an answer to Isan's question. Feeling totally like a failure, citing to himself, he said, "You cannot fill an empty stomach with paintings of rice cakes." He then burned all his books and papers, saying, "I will give up the study of Buddhism. I will remain just a rice gruel monk for the rest of my life and avoid torturing my mind." Very sadly, he left Isan. He took on the self-appointed job as a gravekeeper. One day, when he was sweeping the ground, a stone struck a bamboo. Kyogen stood speechless, forgetting himself for a while. Then suddenly bursting into loud laughter, he became enlightened. Returning to his hut, he performed the ceremony of purification, offered incense, paid homage to his master, Isan, and with the deepest sense of gratitude said, "Great beloved master, thank you, thank you. Your kindness to me is greater even that of my parents. If you had explained the profound course to me when I begged you to give me an answer, I should never have reached where I stand today." Then he wrote the poem. One stroke and is all gone. No need of any strategies or cure. Each and every action manifests the ancient way. My spirit is never downcast. I leave no tracks behind me. Enlightenment is beyond speech, beyond any gesture. Only in silence it's heard. So this guy he was a great scholar of great learning, and this stood in the way of his enlightenment. Just the other day I mentioned this Uspensky, and Gurdjieff told him to write down everything he knew, because he knew everything. He knew much more than Gurdjieff, but it's not in the knowledge. And that's how some people, they are very good speakers. They know everything. Very intellectual. But that doesn't mean enlightened. But they can be much better speakers, talkers, than somebody who knows. Then he had been for a long time with Isan, and before that Hayakoju. So one day the master asked him, when you were with our master Hayakoju, you were clever enough to give 10 answers to a single question and hundreds of answers to 10 questions. That's how it is. You want to show off how much you know. But the art of the master is to empty everything you know. Because only when you are empty can it be given to you. But most of the time we do the opposite. We hold on to what we know. We hold on to ourselves, to our beliefs, to our habits, to our identification. Tell me this, what is your real self, the self that existed before you came out of your mother's womb, before you knew East from West? And who cares where's East and where's West? It doesn't make any difference. All these things has no real meaning. All the names. It's just a burden. At this question, Kyugen was stupefied and did not know what to say. He racked his brains and offered all sorts of answers, but Isan brushed them aside. Because you cannot answer it, you can only be it. What the master is hinting at is that which is beyond the words in your essence. No, he's testing him. He wants to, this poor Kyogen, to get out of his head. At last, Kyogen said, I beg you, please explain it to me. And this is the thing, if it had been so easy to explain it to you, then everybody would be enlightened who had listened to a Buddha. But what is there for the truth, the satsangs, is to create the thirst in you. So you start investigating yourself. Isan replied, "What I say belongs to my own understanding. How can that benefit your mind's eye? How can you wake up with my enlightenment? You have to go in yourself and find it." Kyogen went through all his books and the notes he had made on authorities of every school, but could not find the words to use as an answer to Isan's questions. And that's again, people are taking notes, they're writing down to remember. This master said that, this said that. Oh, this is very important. Oh no, the master said this today, I have to remember. But as long as you're functioning in the head, it can never reach that place where transformation can happen. It's all in the mind. No, the master pushed him to investigate into his knowledge. No, he found out by himself, he cannot answer, he's lost. So he coming to a dead end now, what to do now? Then, feeling like a failure, citing to himself, he said, "Ah, you cannot fill an empty stomach with paintings of rice cakes." Then he burns all his books and papers, saying, "I will give up the study of Buddhism. I will remain a rice gruel monk for the rest of my life and avoid torturing my mind." Because the mind cannot go there. So it's a torture for the mind, trying to figure it out. No, he gives up. Just to become a rice gruel monk. One of those poor, stupid monks that just going around begging, getting some rice. It didn't work. And then many people have come to this. It's all the traditions, the story that you burn, the books, all the learning it means. All the knowledge. Very sadly, he left his master Isan and took on the self-appointed job as a gravekeeper. No, that is a gravekeeper, it's like the lowest. He must have felt totally like a failure. Might as well just work in the graveyard. I'm finished. Soon I also will be dead. One day when he was sweeping the ground, a stone struck a bamboo. He stood speechless, forgetting himself for a while. No, this is also the story is that you have to come to a point where you realize you don't know, you give up. Because you, as your ego, as your mind, as your knowledge, cannot figure it out. You have to come to a point to see that it doesn't work. You surrender, you give up. Let go. Only then can something bigger take over. First, one has to become empty, innocent. That's what happened. No, he had given up everything. He was just there sweeping alone in the graveyard. and he struck a stone with the bamboo. So this sound, he must have been totally in the moment, not knowing it. In his, this is the dark night of the soul. He had no hope anymore. Mine was gone. He was just working there alone. Then he suddenly, he woke up, stood speechless, forgetting himself for a while. And forgetting yourself is to remember yourself. When you disappear, something else can come. This is one of the techniques of awakening, of forgetting. Forgetting or remembering, same thing. By forgetting, you remember. You forget your whole burden, your whole mind, your whole identity. And then in that moment, surprise, surprise, you are still there. More alert than ever, more awake than ever. Then suddenly, bursting into loud laughter, he became enlightened. Just so easy. The whole thing is to empty, to let go. What to say about these days where people are so full? The mind has never been so full as now. It was difficult then. What to say now? That's why I remind you, everything has to go. From your head. When the head is empty, something else comes forth, which is already there. Returning to his hut, Kyogen performed the ceremony of purification, offered incense, paid homage to his master Isan, and with the deepest sense of gratitude said, "Great beloved master, thank you, thank you. Your kindness to me is greater even than that of my parents." This I know by my own experience, because the parents brings you into this physical realm, give you the body, but the master can give you your consciousness back, your awakening, your true self. How can you thank the master then? If you had explained the profound cause to me when I begged you to give me an answer, I should have never reached where I stand today. Only now he sees. Before, you always want the master to tell you this and that and all kinds of things. Should I move here, there? Should I work there? Should I get married? Should I get divorced? I'm afraid of this. Oh, my health is so, how can I do that? Should I eat carrots or chocolate? My God, it goes on and on and on and on. All kinds of problems. You have to find out from your own intelligence. Then he wrote the poem. One stroke and all is gone. No need of strategies or cure. Each and every action manifests the ancient way. Yes, this is the difference. Before you're enlightened, It doesn't matter what you do, nothing can reach it. Afterwards, everything manifests the ancient way. You see it everywhere because you are in it. My spirit is never downcast. No, I'm never down. I'm free of ups and downs. I leave no tracks behind me. I leave no tracks behind me. I don't carry the past. I'm free. I'm here, now. Enlightenment is beyond speech, beyond any gesture, any action. It is beyond. How to teach that? What to say? Only in this way. The Master tries in all ways for you to look at yourself. Beloved, I have had back pain for a very long time now, daily, and I tried many things to heal it. Doctors, medicine, flower medicine, acupuncture, Reiki, massage, and inquiring. I came to the emotional root of it, or at least I believe so, and I made peace and gave love and forgiveness to it and the people involved in it. And also realize that I don't need to be who I believe I am. Because of those experiences, I can break the wheel and transform myself and stop the nonsense I do in my life. Yes, you can do a lot for yourself. But the final transformation you cannot do. That is not in your hands. But it only comes when you have done everything. After that, I woke up with more pain and I didn't feel better. This was 5 days ago. I still have pain and I feel exhausted and feel I did everything I could to help myself. So I wrote to you asking for your loving clarity and light in all this. So maybe my question is, when we exhaust ourselves and get to the root of our conditioning and put our energy in transforming it, and we don't find healing for the soul, heart and body, does that mean that we just think we did, but in reality we did not? Yes, we just still think then. And anyway, the soul is untouched. As long as you get out of the mind, you will see there is no problem. And what you think is the heart is just your feelings, your emotions, which is a deeper layer of your thinking mind. The real heart is beyond any impurities, is innocence itself. And that's what I mean when I talk about the heart. It's not the emotional heart. I don't know anymore what to do. I want to be free of this pain. Should I just breathe like you whispered? Of course you should just breathe. I told you. You said in the dream, I just whispered, no? So then, it's just like this Sandman I just talked to you about. It has to come to a point where you give up. Sorry for the long letter, but I love you and I love to share this with you. Pain will always be there in the body, you know. Something will always be there. Backache, toothache, headache, ankle, knee, belly, pain in the neck. You are such a pain in the neck. Something is always there. Hey, get used to it, you know. It's not, most probably it's not going to get better. It's always something. But that you can do what you can do, of course, if you're totally unconscious, then many things you can do for your body. It just asks for some little things. The more you are in tune with yourself, the more you know what you need to do, no? But some pains, they are just there. What to do then? Then you accept it and you breathe. So it's some things we can do and it's some things we cannot do. Yeah, accept it. And in acceptance, that is the key. If things are like they are, we do the best out of it. At least you can breathe. No, it's nice, no? And here, nice mountain air and everything. You could breathe many different places on this planet. You are breathing here, very nice. Enjoy. If the back is painful, okay, lay down then. What's the big problem? Thank you for the chance to be more involved in the retreat. I just want to give more. I have a lot of energy and I want my body to follow it. I want you to know that I'm available and then working in this love is the only thing worth doing. I love you very much, Ashika. That is very good, because when you work, then you forget, no? It's one of the ways. Work is absolutely necessary on the spiritual path. And normally, we can do much more than we think. So this is very good, and you have seen that, no? That's why you feel grateful, and you thank me for being more involved. That is the right thing. And out of that, when you see it gives you anasi, it gives you more clarity, more peace, then you want to give more. That's another thing. People are very much used to holding back. They hold back. And work, it shouldn't be work, it should be worship, no? So you should all learn how to work more playful, more meditative, not like work like you have from the past, from society, from family, you have to do. This is still in many people's mind. You have to create work into a new way. Work is part of life. This is exactly how it should be. You should feel more energy, more happy, wanting to be involved more. That should come spontaneously. Some people, they just have a little thing and then, oh, I'm so tired, I can't do it. It's too much. I have so many examples of people. My God. Just a little bit, they can hardly, it's so much, you can't make it anymore, I need time. What are you going to do then? Just sit and mind fog more? It's just amazing. Work around the master means, no, you are more connected. You missed the opportunity to lose yourself and put some input. This is the best thing that happened to you. Then, of course, it gives you more energy to make it more beautiful, create more beauty for other people, new people to come, help in something bigger than you, no? And even that, people can make a problem. Oh, so much, I'm so, complain. It means they totally identified with the mind. There's no point then. Then just drop it out, get lost. Drop it. If you can't drop your complaining mind, don't bring that in to the worship, please. So you are seeing it in the right way, Ashika. This is how it should be. You get more energy, you get more, you want to get more involved. You want to give more. And not only that, when you give more, then you will see you have more energy. It will create more energy. Some people are like that. The more they do, the more they can do, no? It creates energy. So it's something you can do, but there is something you cannot do. You can do as many things you can have an effort for, but that is in the outside world. In the inner world, it's all about relaxing, letting go. It's not about attaining something. It's about losing something, no? Relaxing, letting go of something. Creating more space, more consciousness, less mind. Less complaining, less fear, less problems. It doesn't matter what you want, it is what is accepting things as they are. Things are like they are. So it's a balance. First you have to do, that's the beginning, then the things you cannot do. This our old friend IQ, did you see the video? No, dedi. They found some video when Babaji was walking there in Ikkyu's temple in Kyoto. But he was really a rascal, not like me. He said, among other things, 10 dumb years I wanted things to be different. I was so furiously proud. Oh, I still feel it. This is when you are out of it. 10 years I wasted wanting things to be different. Everybody has to go through this. Maybe you're in the middle of it. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. 10 dumb years I wanted things to be different. I was so furiously proud. Oh, I still feel it. My God. Good, I'm out of that. What an asshole I was. That are even enlightened people, they say, my God. When you are an asshole, then it's very difficult for you to say that. Then, no, I'm not. Then it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Just breathe. Ah, so nice. Ah, so nice. Relax. How's the back now? Yeah, because you are not focusing there. No, then it's like that. Yeah, then the back is fine. Everything is fine. Beloved, I'm so grateful to have this opportunity of being here in your presence in such a magical place. I thank you for inviting us to taste this beauty of silence with you. Thank you, Master. I have something to share that is important for me now about my involvement in Nirvana Garden. First of all, I thank you and existence for giving me the chance of being there since my beginning as a sannyasin, even before that. To be involved there for me is a great gift and an opportunity to be focused and to use my energy to help with love in what is happening there. In your place. I enjoy a lot the work I do there, but also sometimes I feel exhausted since it's quite intense to deal with the demands that are happening there all the time. I always try not to listen to the complaining of the mind and to find more energy to do what is needed. And the main thing is I remember that in the end, all that it is for me is to grow and learn. Sometimes a questioning comes up to me and I reflect if I still really like to do what I do or if I might be playing it safe. And what comes to me is that I love to be involved, but I need to learn to take better care of myself and create more space for meditation and relaxation instead of being busy all the time in the mind with what needs to be done. Then when I listen to you telling us about the Zen master who says, work for me in the fields and I will teach you, then I forget everything and relax. It was like you were saying to me, relax, just do your ordinary work and put love and awareness into what you do. The rest I will take care of. I'm already giving everything you need. Relax. So it feels to me that I just want to be clear to myself that I'm doing the right thing and that it's coming from the right place to go on with totality. And if not, I want to have the eyes to see it and do whatever is needed. Thank you once again, beloved. I love you, Asim. Very good. This is will always come up because first, then you don't know. You many people, they function like you have function in the world now. And that is no fun. You have to learn. Everything is new. I want to teach you a whole new way of life, of living. So the art in work is to bring more relaxation, more playfulness, more meditation, more awareness. Then there's no problem. Because it is needed, everything. When out of your own understanding, you get the energy. This tension is just from the past. Allow yourself to be more relaxed. And the magic is the more you relax, the more at ease you are, the more effortless any work will be. Because you don't create any tension. Play with it. Take no notice. Do what you have to do. And do it as beautiful and playful and lovingly as you can. And what better place to learn that? Nowhere else. So when you see it as it is, then it's a tremendous gift. But your own consciousness, your own understanding has to see that, which you are touching, which you see. Sometimes when people first come, they work and then they want to be so good and then they exhaust themselves because they don't come from the right place. They're coming like they have to be good to do a good job, to be accepted, to be acknowledged. It's not about that. This whole place is for you to transform, to learn the art of more meditation, playfulness, relaxation, awareness, truthfulness. So, of course, the more you get involved, the more it can work. Because you are involved in something bigger. And it shouldn't be any separation, like you say, I love to be involved, but I need to learn to take better care of myself. More space for meditation and relaxation. It should not be a difference from the work to relaxation and meditation. That is what is new. That is what I want to teach you. That your whole life becomes relaxation and meditation. So it's not like you work, oh no, you have to be free, no, I can go and swim. No, it's not like that. You are relaxed there. It's all part of life. It's to bring the relaxation into whatever you are doing. That is the art. Then you can be relaxed in what you are doing. And normally people, we spend way too little energy working. And if you really have been working, you will see it gives you just more energy. And no, people sit too much now. I not mean you when you're in silent retreat. God bless you, sit. But otherwise, you're so restless that you don't know, you know. It's very difficult to just sit and be in peace. So that's why you have to do it consciously. That's why I create these retreats for you. And in my energy here with the whole situation, then it's easy. And then, oh, then you go, oh. As long as you don't have too much mental thing and situation and dramas going on outside you. So for some people it's the, oh, it's the best thing in my life, best time. And for others, it's like, oh, oh, because they are torturing themselves with those some dramas from the past for the future, what to do. It's like that. That's life. So I'm happy, Asim, you got it. That story was just that. Work for me in the fields and I will teach you. Because work has to be integrated in the spiritual practice. And it's a way just to empty yourself. And then you will be, when you empty yourself, then you will be more receptive, no? It was like you were saying to me, just relax, just do your ordinary work and put love and awareness into what you do. The rest I will take care of. I'm already giving you everything you need. Relax. Yes. You heard me. Very good. Don't worry. Just get out of your own way, then everything will be taken care of. The time of my life. Who's that? Sienna, you know that? It's the flashlight. Can you
see?
You can. Can you sing it for me? You have one, huh? You have. Are you one of those who only sing in the bathroom? Yeah. And bhakti, you know. Okay. Okay, I won't go there either. Modini, no? You sing, you can sing. Huh? It's the time.
It's time of my life.
Yeah. Where's that? I gave you something. Huh? Where is it? Huh? Is it there? Can I have it back? No, I don't want. I'm going to play that when we have a disco again. Dun, dun. Beloved Babaji, last satsang melted me to a space beyond any words. Thank you for healing me with your presence. I felt you were giving me all the answers without addressing my letter directly and supporting me to look deeper. And I could see that my first letter was more superficial and about the outside world, that I wasn't really going deep to the vulnerable uncertainties that are brewing inside. And that's why I didn't answer you, Samara, because every satsang, normally, if you're not made by a brick, I don't know, then you go deeper, no? More relaxing, falling more in tune, like nice, huh? Like that. The healing is happening. I think I'm trying to avoid writing too much about personal stuff, so I don't have to involve you too much. But I see that I can't put any filter on things if I want the truth to come out. It's very good. Because you love me, you trust me. Then you share everything. It's a very good sign. So don't hold back. Because you tell everything and it's no problem. Everything is going fine. Don't worry, nothing to think about. Just do what you have to do and learn from it, no? You just see. But if it's something that is not flowing, don't suffer unnecessary in anything, in any work, any relationship, anything. That's not why you are here, no? So if you feel you are growing, you are learning, it's going the right way, fine. Otherwise something fishy is there, no? You get headache instead of happiness. There's no good. But this is a good. Some people, they share everything like this. It's very good. Other people, they don't share. Only if they have some major problem, then they share. And they say they are so in tune, but they are not. They're just hiding. Because they do many things in the darkness. You don't do that. You share because you have total trust. That's very good. That's what is important. Not all this that you write is not that important. That is what is important. You understand? Huh? I don't mean to expect you to give me an answer. I just felt it's so important to share, and it doesn't feel like any rush for me to know it either. I'm so grateful I can share with you, Babaji. Thank you. Yes. So now what I'm saying is it will give you more clarity and trust in that. Because sometimes people, they think, oh, you're so in tune, la 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 la, but they still can't share because maybe Baba says something that I don't like. I want to go there. I want to do some stupid things. If I share, then maybe Babaji say, I shouldn't do that. That's risky. But you share. And if I say, don't go there, you will do it. That is very good. That's how people are hiding, no? Only when in the unconsciousness, they have fallen into the ditch when they are in problems. Then they share. They don't have the intelligence or the courage or the trust to share before. Only when they are in the ditch, then, please, how to get out of here? Well, how did you get in there in the first place? It's like that. Beloved Babaji, I just wanted to say thank you. Being able to share and telling, feeling your loving presence, this has removed all the fears and doubts. This feels like the most peaceful days I've had in my life. You are also a poet, not just like that, Zen master. Love pulls me tenderly into the abyss. Unknown is known. Looking in your eyes, unknown is home. Feeling your heart, bliss is settling in my being, like soft white snow. This is how easy it can be when you're open, no? When you trust, when you love. Then there's nothing in between. Then it's a communion, no? In love, no? That is the healing. To have the courage to open, to melt. I love you with all my heart. And I feel you have given me something I can never lose, Samara. You can never lose that which is real. You can only lose that which is false. So if that is understood, everything is very easy, because you can only lose that which is not real. How can you lose that which is real? It's impossible. That is you. But only after all the false is gone, is lost, is evaporated, only then will the real come forth in its splendor, in its glory. Then you will say, for 10 years I wasted my time with my ignorance, with my stubbornness, with my dreams. What an idiot I was. You will never win anyway, because only the truth wins. Understanding this, relax. It's already there. It's so easy, just give up on the false, on the desires, on the dreams, on the clinging, you know. And when you have found something so precious, that you feel you cannot lose, it must be because it's there, then also take care, take good care. Nourish it, take care, focus on that. Oh. It's difficult to find the beloved, and then when you find the beloved, get intimate, get closer. So it's always there. we are so used to protecting the false because that's what we are used to. By letting go of the unreal, the real comes. By seeing through the lies, the truth comes forth. By letting go of the fear, love comes forth. It's like that. Just give up on the unreal, and that which is already there will come forth. Unshakable. Then instead of a falling, it will be a rising. Bye.